You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Celebrations in Tel Aviv, Israel today, and across the border in Gaza on news that Israel and Gaza's Hamas have reached a deal on a multi-phase plan toward ending their more than year-old war. The United States, the Prime Minister of Qatar, and the UN Secretary General, among others, made formal announcements. However, Israel is stopping short of calling it a done deal. NPR's Asma Khalid covered President Biden's announcement today from the White House.
Biden says this was one of the toughest negotiations he's ever experienced. The deal largely holds to the framework, he says, that he outlined back in May, but it was reached in Biden's final days in office. The White House says it worked closely with the incoming administration, specifically Donald Trump's Middle East envoy.
I knew this deal would have to be implemented by the next team, so I told my team to coordinate closely with the incoming team to make sure we're all speaking with the same voice, because that's what American presidents do.
Trump is taking credit for the deal, posting on social media that it only happened as a result of his, quote, historic victory in November. Asma Khalid, NPR News, the White House.
The deal is supposed to take effect Sunday. For now, Israeli airstrikes on Gaza continue. News of the ceasefire emerged during Senator Marco Rubio's confirmation hearing on his nomination for Secretary of State. On Capitol Hill today, the Florida Republican addressed the importance of releasing hostages as part of the deal. He also says he's ready to implement President-elect Trump's America First vision.
Placing our core national interest above all else is not isolationism. It is the common sense realization that a foreign policy centered in our national interest is not some outdated relic.
Another of President-elect Trump's nominees also testified before lawmakers today. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard from Pam Bondi, Trump's candidate for attorney general. Florida's former AG received full backing from Republicans, but sharp questions from Democrats concerned about the independence of the department under Trump. Here's NPR's Lexi Schapitl.
Bondi told senators that her priority as attorney general would be keeping America safe and, quote, vigorously prosecuting criminals. But Democrats raised concerns about Bondi's personal ties to President-elect Trump and past statements she's made about election fraud and political retribution. She repeatedly said Wednesday that politics would play no part in her decision making.
Every case will be prosecuted based on the facts and the law that is applied in good faith.
The committee will also hear from a panel of witnesses on Bondi's confirmation. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow has closed up more than 700 points. This is NPR News. Inflation has risen again for a third consecutive month. The Labor Department says consumer prices are 2.9% higher than they were a year ago. Annual inflation's nowhere near its 40-year high of 9.1% reached in mid-2022. But as it continued to tick up in recent months, it moved further away from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. That translates to people continuing to pay higher prices for basic needs such as food, rent, and gasoline. Interest rates, which the Fed reduced by a full percentage point last year, are expected to remain higher for longer. Ancient DNA has revealed that during the Iron Age, women in an ancient Celtic society were at the center of their social network, unlike previous eras. Here's science reporter Ari Daniel.
For much of human history, societies have been centered around kinship, so couples have had to decide whose community they're going to live with. Most of the time, it's been the man's, which is why researchers were surprised when they sequenced the ancient DNA of a burial site of a Celtic tribe dating from 100 BCE to 100 CE in what's now southern England. The group was related along the female line, meaning that the men had left their families to live with their wives' community. Laura Cassidy is a geneticist at Trinity College Dublin.
The women, they're embedded in a much wider network, so they have a much greater support system.
The same thing was true among hundreds of Iron Age genomes from cemeteries across Britain, suggesting it's a custom dating back centuries. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning Thursday. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 30 knots, increasing to 40 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet, building to 10 in the afternoon, with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, gale warning Thursday. Today, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, becoming southeast 25 after midnight, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 8 feet, building to 14 in the afternoon with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight and Thursday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, increasing to 40 after midnight, seas 6 feet, building to 11 after midnight. And Thursday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 17 feet with widespread rain showers. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning Thursday. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, increasing to 25 after midnight, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Thursday. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s. West winds 15 miles an hour, becoming variable in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow in the evening, then a chance of snow and rain after midnight. Lows in the lower 20s to lower 30s. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 35 after midnight. And Thursday, rain and snow in the morning, then rain in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 2 inches. Highs in the mid-30s. Southeast winds 25 to 40 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:54 a.m. at 6 feet 9 inches, a low at 9:02 at 3 feet 3 inches, a high at 2:47 p.m. at 8 feet 2 inches, and a low tonight at 9:47, a minus tide of 10 inches. Your sun rose at 9:58 this morning, and your sun will set at 5:45, giving us 7 hours and 46 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, up next year we have the Smiths with Girlfriend in a Coma. After that, Chicago with You're the Inspiration. And then the Traveling Wilburys with Runaway.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's real. really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I would hate anything to happen to her. No, I don't want to see her. Do you really think she'll pull through? Do you really think she'll pull through?
Somebody, oh, I don't mind. Nobody needs you more than I. When you love. starting.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with that love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young.
Now we have Madonna with Cherish, and then the Grateful Dead with Ripple, another nickname of mine, and then Michael Jackson with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
You
give me faith, give me joy, my boy, I will always cherish you.
Steps alone. You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Just rising.
Up next, you have Men at Work with People Just Like to Play. Then the Culture Club with Miss Me Blind. And then John Mellencamp with Crumbling Down.
I'm not trying to impress you with my lies. They don't mean nothing at all. It's just another expression of mine. It don't mean nothing at all. It's defying, oh, crystallizing. You know, people just love to play with words. People just love to play, haven't you heard? People just love to play with words. People just love to play, haven't you heard? There are two sides of win or loss. What's two down and four across? Analyzing and implying. Haven't you heard? People just love to play with words. People just love to play. Haven't you
Samakum.
Miss me, I know you miss me, I know you miss me, beloved.
This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Over the last 5 years, APIA's Tribal Child Support Program has collected and distributed nearly $1.5 million, with 100% of those funds going to parents raising our next generation. We offer flexible and holistic case management to families. All residents of the Regional 10 communities are eligible for this alternative to state child support. To apply, please go to apiai.org or call 1-800-478-2742.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamula, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun, we are one.
This message brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
You're listening to KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint 88.1 FM, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Yeah.
Echo and the Buddy Man coming up next with the Killing Moon, and then Adam Ant with Goody Two Shoes and Talking Heads with Give Me Back My Name. That'll take us close to top of the hour.
Though I know it must be the killing time. against your will, through the thick and thin, he will wait until you give yourself to him.
Things cannot be pronounced. That word does not exist. Mothers are crying, crying night and day. Mothers are crying, crying night and day. Because the draft board's got your youngster, and they will send him far away. This is a sad, sad hour. You know my story's true. This is a sad, sad, sad hour, and you know my story's true. Better get